mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Erica and I are going to talk about birthday parties, hosting, attending, etc. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on, and please follow us on social media.
We are doing this because I am planning the girls' birthday party. Carla just planned Ella's second birthday. And we were like, we need an episode, and this just kind of made sense for us. So when you're planning a party, it can get kind of crazy with the decorations, the cake or the cookies, the number of guests, the venue. Parties have become big business for some parents who can spend thousands of dollars to make their kids' big day a big deal. Everyone does what works for them. I do a way more simplistic approach, I think, than anyone else. If you have the ability to spend the money and you want to, do it.
Like, you also have help with Halloween right there.
This is true. This is very true. I also do, like, candy goodie bags just because it's easy and because Halloween candy goes on sale. Everybody does what works best for them, not anyone else. If you have the ability to spend a boatload of money on your kids and you want to, do it. There's no judgment. Although, please invite me because I would love to go. Okay, decorations. Do you buy secondhand or do you always get new?
I do a little bit of both if I can. So for Ella's second birthday, we did Tutti Frutti, and I, right after Ella's first birthday, there was a woman selling Tutti Frutti, and I was like, sold, done, that's Ella's second birthday, and everybody thought I was crazy, and I was like, no, like, why, like, it was everything, like, it had platters, it had, like, decorations to hang, it had so many things that I was like, why would I spend more money, like, I think I paid $20 for the lot, and it was probably worth, like, over $100 easily.
For me, I'm looking for dinosaur decorations right now for the girls' third birthday party because why not? You use these decorations for, like, maybe, and I'm going to be gracious, maybe 6 hours. That's it. That's all you use them for.
Yeah.
And you spent like $1,000 on them. So why wouldn't you resell them? We do it with wedding decorations all the time. Why not do it with kids' birthday decorations?
Absolutely. I actually reposted the stuff for Ella's birthday because why not let someone else get use out of it? And everything's there. Plus, I added some stuff that I had bought. So it's quite the package, but nobody wants it, sadly.
Boo.
I know.
Venue. Where are you hosting this party? Some people will rent halls, or are you going to go somewhere like a bowling alley or a sports venue? Are you going to do it at your house? Is your house big enough?
I feel like time of year matters.
Yes. And see, I'm really lucky because we have the big drive shed.
Yeah.
So rain or shine, we can do stuff because we have that space. And because my brother has had his wedding in the barn, we now have the barn all fixed up. But all of his wedding stuff is upstairs, so it's not really good. Plus, there's that big gaping hole that we used as the haymow when it was an operational barn, which is like a fall hazard.
See, for me, with Ella's birthday in the summer, doing a backyard thing is also like perfect. Obviously rain could definitely be an issue. Luckily for the last 2 years, it has not. But with our new house, we have a giant basement, so we could always do it down there and be okay. So time of year really matters, and what you have available to you matters in terms of space.
See, and I would say a big thing that goes into the venue, too, is who are you inviting? Are you having a big party? Are you having a little party? Is it friends? Is it friends and family? Is it friends or is it family? Is it friends and family? Is it friends? Like, you got to figure out the number of people you're inviting and then go from there.
Absolutely.
And how are you inviting people? I mean, for the girl's birthday, I'm just doing a Facebook invite and I'm like, reply. The only person I called really was my grandmother, and that's because she doesn't fully understand how to use Facebook.
I feel like Facebook invites are totally the way to go. It also sends out reminders so people don't forget that your kid's birthday is coming up, which is ideal. I also make like an invitation. I don't print it, but I make a digital copy so I can send it to people who don't have Facebook. And then I have it because it's cute. But I normally just take a digital picture off Google and edit it and make it have the information I want on it. And then I save it and use that. Done a lot of all of our stag and doe invites, all of our bridal shower invites, baby shower invites, everything I've done that way where I've just taken another one and made it to work for me. But I'm weird and kind of nerdy when it comes to that stuff.
Yes, but also you're very good at it. Like for me, I had to use Vistaprint for my baby shower invites, and I felt like it was a waste of money. Plus, I feel like most people, you only mail out invites now for like your wedding, and even some of that doesn't even get mailed out anymore.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are doing websites now, so yeah, not a big deal. Do you have entertainment at a birthday party? So at Ella's second birthday that just passed, I got a bouncy house.
Which you got for the whole day, and you got more than your money's worth out of it.
I had for like 24 hours, and it wasn't that much money compared to what I know some friends have paid to like rent a place. And we had the room for it, so it worked out. Her first birthday, we had a pool, so that was kind of like the play entertainment for kids and stuff. I also, for entertainment, I normally make or buy a pinata. It's kind of been our thing. I made one for her first birthday that everyone thought I was absolutely ridiculous. And it took a really long time, but I loved it. And I couldn't find one that I wanted, where this year I just bought one. So it just depends what you're into, whether you get clowns. I don't even know if clowns are still a thing now. I feel like
please don't do clowns. Clowns are creepy.
Like when we were kids, I feel like clowns were a thing, but I don't know if they still are now. I think more people are creeped out by clowns than happy about them.
That's me. There were supposed to be clowns at the parade the kids and I went to this weekend, and I was like, please no. And then there wasn't any, and I was like, oh, thank God.
You could have someone come and do face painting. Do you go take the kids to a movie or a sports event?
Concert? I feel like then you're taking the venue and the venue is the entertainment.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like bowling and stuff, anything like that.
And a lot of them, you can rent a room at the bowling alley to like do all your stuff.
Yeah. Another thing that I find a lot of people are doing for entertainment is having characters come to the party. Like whether it's Chase from Paw Patrol or Peppa Pig or Elsa.
Yeah, they have like a theme party and then like the character that's the theme shows up.
Yes. Like those are also an option. Food. I feel like this is like almost the hardest part sometimes.
Okay. Here's my problem with the food aspect of a birthday party. If you're going to go to a birthday party and it's a kid's birthday party, do not complain if you're keto, if you're on some random diet, if you don't eat gluten, or you just shh. The food is so the kids can eat. You can suck it up and go to McDonald's in 2 hours. Like, you're not going to die.
Very true.
Like, at Ella's birthday party, I couldn't eat anything. And I was like, oh, that looks really good.
And you brought food, though.
Exactly.
Like, don't worry about me. I will bring my own food because I know, like, no matter what you make, you're not going to be able to make food for me because it's so specific.
And you knew that ahead of time, so it wasn't like a big deal. And I didn't eat in front of everyone else either.
Now, some people don't plan parties over a meal, and you can get away with not having a meal and just have snacks. Do you prepare the food yourself? Do you have it catered in? Do you have friends and family help and do a potluck? You have lots of options, just depending on the people in your life and who is invited. And if people ask to help, let them help.
That's my biggest problem. Everyone's like, what can I do for the girl's birthday? I'm like, probably show up like at one, and then I will just dictate everyone to do stuff because that's probably what's going to happen.
I feel so bad. You asked me to do something and I can't help you. She asked me to make cupcakes because I feel like you all know that I do cakes and stuff. But with my life packed up in a shipping container until I get my new house, I cannot do cakes.
But you're
And
going
I'm
to be
so
able to make
sad.
cupcakes for next year because you'll be all moved into your new house and you'll have everything set up.
What kind of cupcake?
Said you'll be able to make cupcakes next year.
Oh, yes.
Lord knows what it's going to be like next year. I don't know.
I already have Ella's third birthday planned, so
You think you have it planned? We were a Frozen birthday party up until the very beginning of September, and then it was like, hey, dinosaurs.
No, I'm doing ice cream. I feel like that's an easy one and it's not going to change. And I'm just changing her lemonade stand, fruit stand into an ice cream stand.
Thing is gonna just rotate through all the different birthday parties, and she's gonna have it when she's seven.
Whatever I can do to keep that thing going, I'm going to do.
And see, my birthday tradition with my kids is I put them in skeleton onesies, and I'm going to continue to do so until they tell me that it's stupid and we can't do it anymore because I love it. Okay.
The hard part.
No attending.
Oh.
We didn't talk about attending yet.
No, we did not.
So I have a confession. I hate planning parties of any kind because I always feel like no one's going to show up to the party.
Did you have an issue as a child that no one showed up to your party?
My birthday is May 2/4 weekend.
Well, I get it. Mine's the day after St. Patty's Day, so.
Yeah, and generally I would invite all my friends to a birthday party over Victoria Day weekend, and everyone was camping. So I just stopped having my birthday on Victoria Day weekend, and I would either have it on the weekend before and it would suck, or I would have it on the weekend after, and that was Memorial Day in the States, and I had friends that would go to the States for Memorial Day. I kind of had a small birthday party most of the time. Also, growing up in a farming community, sometimes in May they're planting or they're in the field. So there were times where I would plan a birthday party, and then the morning of, I'd have friends be like, sorry, I can't come. I have to go and do stuff in the field. And it's like, cool. So my birthday party's basically canceled, or it's me and two people because everyone's busy. So
Yeah.
I'm always like, nobody's gonna come.
But it's di like you just have to plan it, hope for the best, and make the best of whoever does come because those are the important people in your life. Like,
Well, and
obviously, if there's plans that people can't change or they have other things going on, like, it's one thing, but like, just make the best of who is there.
yeah. So I just have to like suck it up. And I'm like, well, this is when their party is. Come or don't come. I don't care. We're gonna have fun either way.
Right. Like you were worried about what day to do it on this year and the time frame. And I was like, do a time frame like I did for Ella, like 2 to 5. You technically don't have to have a meal. If you want to have a meal, you can.
I totally copied you on this, by the way. I literally made a 2 to 5 party and I was like, okay, it's the Saturday, it's 2 to 5. Let's move on.
It's not really during nap times and stuff, so it's like a perfect time, especially for the age that they're at.
Well, and that's just it. Like, I was looking on when we went to the fair this weekend, I looked on the website and there was like a whole bunch of stuff that was planned for like toddlers between like noon and 2, and I'm like, that is literally nap time. Why? like, I'm sorry, a 3-year-old generally still naps. They can sometimes get away without a nap, but generally they need a nap during the day. Why are you putting something on at one?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was supposed to take Ella to the zoo. This doesn't have to go on the podcast. But the zoo is open 9 till 4. Like the Detroit Zoo. It's freaking useless. I can't, like, we could go to the zoo, but we wouldn't get to do the whole zoo, and then we have to get home for nap time. And we can't go after because it closes so early. Like, it's dumb. I don't like the way things are organized right now. So I'm confused by this question, so you have to explain it. Like, when you attend a birthday party, what do you do at the party?
Well, when you attend a birthday party, are you the helper? Do you just show up? Or do you just be like, meh, I'm out. I don't want to go.
I help wherever you need me. I'm pretty sure I pulled pork last year.
Yes. Like,
do you know how to do this? Yeah, you go do that, please.
Actually, that was at my birthday.
Oh, that was at your birthday.
Yeah, that was my birthday this summer. And then the best part was had been drinking all day. Like, and none of us were wasted. There was children around. But we had definitely been drinking. And I remember I asked you to cut up buns.
Yeah.
And then I went back outside because my mom and Cass and Shane were getting the kids out of the pool. And Shane's like, where's Carla? And I'm like, oh, she's inside cutting up buns. And he literally stopped and he's like, you gave her a knife? And I'm like, Shane, think about everyone who is here. Think about who I asked to cut up the buns. And he goes, this is true. I'm like, while we have all been drinking, she is still one of the most qualified people that I would ask to cut something up right now.
Yeah.
I'm also the helper when I go to a party.
We're both helpers.
Yeah.
Like, tell me where I can help. What can I do?
Yes, I'm always a helper anytime I go to a party. Even if I'm, like, dating someone. Like, I remember with my ex, we went to his friend's kid's first birthday. And somehow I was given the camera. And I had to tell grandma off because, like, it was cake smash time. So I'm front and center with this camera taking pictures. And I've got a phone going, taking a video. And this, like, senior, she had to be like 80, comes over and like jabs her finger into my shoulder and she's like, excuse me, we would like to watch this. And I was like, cool, I have mom and dad's camera and mom and dad's phone to get pictures and video of this, so if you think that you're more important than mom and dad, by all means. And by the way, I was one person standing in front of her, 3 to 4 feet away from her. Everybody could see her. She just wanted to be mean and I was like, no.
I took over a picture job to you without even being told. I was just like, I'm going to take pictures for you last year for the girls' birthdays.
That is honestly, I literally need to just hire a photographer to follow me around for the rest of my life because I never take pictures. Like, Cass and I have actually said this. Well, you and I have barely any pictures together. Cass and I have, literally, every time we hang out, we never have pictures. Like, we literally have to be like, oh, right, we need a picture. Or there's a video of, like, her and my kids or me and my kids that she took. But it's never us. Because we're just, like, right. We just hang out and we don't think about taking a picture.
Well, that's, like, us, too. Because we're never, like, together in the same place. So when we are, we actually put our phones away and actually spend time together. And then it's like, oh, I'm leaving. Oh, let's take a picture quick.
You know, it's like, when we got dressed up for Ella's party, I was like, we need to take a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, when you come to London, we have to take pictures.
Yes.
That is like the goal.
Well, we'll be able to take pictures when it's just me and you hanging out in London.
Yeah. Okay, on to probably the most difficult part of a party, whether you are attending or hosting. Gifts.
I try and make a list of things that people could get her. So if someone asks, I can give them a hint or give them some ideas. But then I tell them they need to tell me if they're using one of those, because then I need to not give that to somebody else. I'm like, it's not for me, it's for her. But I know sometimes people are like, it's a surprise for you too. And it's like, just...
I hate that.
Tell someone else.
I hate that. When they're like, oh, it's a surprise. Like, my parents are like, it's a surprise. And I'm like, you don't surprise mommy. You surprise the kids. you tell mommy what it is. My mom's like, no, you're gonna like it. So I'm actually struggling on what to get my kids this year because the big gift that I wanted to get them, my parents got them. My parents got them a Jeep. But like, I can't get mad at my parents for this because first of all, they got them a Jeep that they're obsessed with. They gave it to them a couple months early so they could still use it this year. They got an amazing deal on it and it's like brand new. And I'm like, okay, but now what do I get my kids for their birthday? So a big thing is new versus thrifted. Like I've thrifted some presents and I've given some new presents. But in my opinion, especially with kids stuff, giving a thrifted gift can almost be as meaningful as giving a brand new gift.
Absolutely. I really like to give experiences, which is something you had asked for the girls, but being so far away, that's not really an option for me. However, we did talk about education fund money, which I think is also a huge plus. And you can easily give out the account number and people can just put it in themselves if they're concerned about giving you cash to put in their education fund. It's super easy. You can do like any like toys, books. We're both frugal. We shop sales though, and probably shop early. Like when we see stuff on sale, we'll pick it up and plan ahead.
As I say, I have like some stuff for Ella already, like for Christmas.
Yeah,
already on the bed.
Clothes is a. I like when people get Ella clothes. However, please ask the size so we don't have to return it. Like, Ella is so much smaller than what her actual age is. And when people are buying her clothes, she gets, like, to wear them in, like, her summer clothes in the winter. And normally I won't return them. I'm like, they're so cute. I want her to wear them. They're just not the right size.
You know, Children's Place and Carter's generally will exchange, like, do a straight exchange for sizes. Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to do that.
True. Something for me, too, especially with, like, clothes, is, like, I have so many clothes that I, like, give Carla because my kids will grow out of it. And I'm like, hey, this is a singleton stuff. Here you go. Or, like, I find, like, a thrifted coat or I get hand-me-down, like, singleton clothes. And Ella's far enough behind the girls that the girls can grow out of it. And then Ella gets it. So it's almost perfect because, like, you're like, oh, I need shoes. I'm like, I have a whole bin. Like, I legit have a Rubbermaid tote right now. Full of shoes that are too small for the girls. And you said Ella's like a 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls are now in like 9, 10. So the girls are like 3 shoe sizes ahead. So I literally cleared out a whole bunch of stuff. So
I don't, for me, at Ella's birthdays, people tend to stick around till the end. And then you start cleaning up and then everybody kind of starts helping you. And it's kind of a bonus. however, like, a rental, if you're only renting it for 2 or 3 hours, your setup time and your cleanup time is all combined in there. So you lose a bunch of time. So another thing to think about when you're.
So I did not help you clean up this year.
No, because you had to leave. You had other places to be. And you helped so much in the morning that it didn't, you did not need to stay and help clean up.
No, but I also, that's what I mean. Like, I feel bad that I didn't help and clean up, but I'm like, my bad.
I feel like I didn't help clean up at the girl's birthday because it was nap time. And I'm like, I got to go. I got to get her in a car and asleep.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's you, like, I try and help as much as I can during if I know I have to leave right after. And it's a win-win, right? Like, you.
Yes, you and I are both in. Literally the people that will, like, stay to the end just to help clean up.
Yes. We are those people.
Yes. 100%. All right, highs and lows. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, I'm starting with my high. Everybody knows that I bought a house. Yay.
Yay.
And I get it in 52 days, which there is a countdown and there will forever be a countdown until we get it. I even wrote it on my calendar at work so I can see it every day. I am still riding that high from buying a house. People keep asking me, do you have any like buyer's remorse? And I'm like, not even a little bit. Can't wait. So excited. I feel bad because I feel like I like rub it into my parents that we're leaving. And it's not even about like leaving them. It's about like having our own space back, having my stuff back. Like I have a shipping container full in the driveway that I don't get any, like I can't use anything that's in there because I can't get to anything.
I feel so you on all of this. I was only supposed to move into my parents' house for 6 months. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, it sucks. I will have been at my parents' house for 6 months by the time we move out. But now there's talk of them possibly putting their house up for sale and then moving in with us. So who knows what's going to happen, but at least it will be my house this time. our mortgage was approved today. We were pre-approved already, but like getting the finality of it all done. So we signed it today. Home insurance is already lined up. Like everything's coming together so nicely and it's very exciting.
Yay!
Oh, I can't wait. And it's like our dream forever home. Like, obviously, we have to do a couple things to make it like our forever home. But like adding a pool is like not the end of the world at this point in time. So
it actually might be. I know people are booking liners like 3 years out.
Yes. We are actually hoping that our real estate agent can find like sells a house and they don't want the pool and we'll just go take it down and put it in our yard. Because I can totally do that. So, hoping that's the way it goes. My low is all about Ella. She moved to a different toddler room, I want to say almost 2 months ago. And ever since, she's been showing signs of regressing. It all started when she moved to this room. I have given it 2 months. And when the October newsletter came out, I was very disappointed with what was happening in this classroom. I tried to just let it go. And everyone's like, no, you're a parent. You're allowed to like butt in and have an opinion. And so I emailed the daycare and they are moving her up to preschool because she's just too advanced for the kids in toddler, so like that's why she's regressing, because there's a lot of like younger toddlers in her class, so she's like the big sister and that's not what should be happening. So she is going to move up to preschool. I just don't know when. They're going to do their best to do it as soon as possible. Luckily I sent an email and daycare was really good about it, but like the manager talked to both of her teachers, and it's funny because then they talked to me when I picked her up the last 2 days, and they're like, yeah, I talked to Miss Melissa and she's gonna move, like we think Ella's too smart and she needs to go to toddler, or she needs to go to preschool, like she's too smart for toddler now. And I'm like, I don't know what to say because I already know that she was gonna talk to them, but it was just like awkward. I was like, okay, I'm like, she is really smart. And, like, when you have, like, new toddlers, like, between a year and 18 months old, it's a huge difference to a kid that's almost 2.5. So, she's ready.
The girls moved up, too. Like, the girls moved up before, like, the age cutoff of, like, 2.5 or something. Like, yeah. They moved up, like, a month or two early.
Ella's bestie moved up, and her mom didn't even want her to move up. And I was like, Ella's, like, needs to move up. Like, her bestie doesn't talk. I've never heard her bestie say anything. And I'm like, but Ella talks nonstop. Ella also doesn't have a soother, where it seems like all the kids in her classes do. So I don't know if that obviously is going to help with communication and talking. But it's just one of those things. Like, it just didn't make sense why they were moving one up who didn't seem ready versus one who is definitely ready. Like, it was weird, but it's happening, and then they will probably be together again. So at least they'll get to play together at like outside time together, because now they don't even get to see each other anymore. So,
aww.
Yeah. So It's kind of a low, but it's kind of a high because I stood up for what my daughter needed and took a stand, and things are happening. So, like we always say, advocate for your kids because they can't do it for themselves.
I mean, I'm glad that you're advocating for Ella because, like, honestly, it needs to happen a lot more than people think it does. And you know your kid. Like, there's times where my kids go to daycare and I'm like, yeah, they're probably going to have diarrhea today. So, like, I'm aware. Please don't call me. And they're like, oh, what do you want me to do? My kid ate cheese like a fiend yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah, she's fine. She just had cheese.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, though, is the manager was very happy that I, like, gave it time and didn't come to her, like, the next day and be like, things aren't working. She was like, I really appreciate that you gave it a good, solid, over a month to find out that she was not, like, I guess a lot of parents go the next day and say, like, nope, don't like it, like, change her to a different class kind of thing. And it's like, I didn't want to do that. I wasn't going to do that. Like, we saw signs very quickly when she did switch, and I was hoping that it would get better as she got to know the teachers better and her classmates better, and it just didn't work that way. So I took a stand.
But you also, like, gave it time. It wasn't improving. You're like, okay, this needs to change.
Yeah. And they are like, she is still super happy at daycare. Like, we haven't seen any change in her in the daycare setting. And I was like, well, at home after a day at daycare, like, we have to go and play outside and burn energy for like half an hour to an hour. And in my opinion, after being at daycare for almost 10 hours, she should be both mentally and physically exhausted. That I should not have to go and, like, obviously we're going to play when we get home, but, like, to go outside and burn that energy because she's just too wound because she's not, like, stimulated enough at daycare is a problem. So,
my kids changed daycares around Labor Day, and I can tell you right now, massive jump in the last, like, 2 months.
In what ways?
So their new daycare is a lot more, first of all, their new daycare has an app. So I can see what they're doing every day. But, like, they're learning how to sort shapes. Like, the daycare has a whole bunch of, like, colored objects. And then they have colored mats. And they make the kids, like, put the colored objects on the mats. But they don't tell the kids to do it. They just have them learning organically. And then there was blueprints. I don't know if they were from one of the daycare teachers I know. Because I know personally. Like, she just built a house. So there was blueprints of either the arena's extension or this girl's house, and the kids, like, got to put a piece of paper on top and, like, color on it and, like, learn how to, like, trace blueprints, essentially, which I'm like, please don't teach my kids how to be an architect because I can't afford that. please get them to pick, like, a trade. But I found that, like, with this daycare, it's making the girls progress more towards, like, school type things, but, like, learning through doing, which is how their uncle learns. So I feel like it's good for them, but I also find that it's really helping with their communication because a lot of the kids in their class are going to school next September. Like, there's two preschool rooms. One is, like, kids that just got moved up to preschool, and then my kids are in the one of, like, these guys are all going to school in next September, so I feel like they're with kids that are their own age, and all these kids are going to go into kindergarten together, so they're going to know each other.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Yes.
And okay. Because you're in your area, right? Like, you've switched daycares to be closer to where you are,
mm-hmm.
Great, where Ella will not go to school with any of the kids she goes to daycare with, unless they just happen to live 25 minutes away.
Yeah. Okay, my highs and lows. I'm going to start with my low, because I like to finish on a high. And I feel like I'm going to be flip-flopping between the two of these. So, my mom called me today. Because apparently daycare tried to call me and couldn't call me, so they called my mom. Reagan has a viral rash, which, if anyone doesn't know what a viral rash is, just Google scarlet fever. Kids get these all the time. When they were sick a couple days ago, they're going to get sick in a couple days, or they're currently sick and their body is just getting rid of whatever the viral infection is. There's literally nothing that you can do. And of course, at this point, it's not a contagious thing because it's a viral infection. Which, yeah, cool. I already knew that. As soon as I looked at her, I'm like, that's a viral rash. She's fine. So luckily, Grandma was able to pick her up and take her to the doctor's. And hi, Kinsley was at daycare by herself for a couple hours and didn't freak out.
Yay!
So, big win in my book. Lo, my kids are going to their dad's for a whole weekend and their first overnight with dad away from mom. I don't see this going well, only because nothing to do with my ex, but my kids are very, I want mommy. And I spent last Friday out late. I was gone basically from the time I got home from work, because I didn't come home from work, until after my kids went to bed, because I was at a friend's house watching the new Hocus Pocus movie, which, by the way, I give a 6 out of 10 for personal reasons. I just don't see this weekend going well for my ex, only because they're very stubborn children and they're already like, I need mommy, 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 especially this week. So he may need to video chat with me before they go to bed. I'm not really sure what the deal is, or they're just going to have to suck it up. But
that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Like I said, it's nothing against him. I just think he's going to struggle with them going, I want mommy and you're not mommy.
Yeah.
Hi. I got an amazing opportunity through work that I'm super excited for. And I'll just leave it at that because I already told Carla about it and it's super exciting. And then this past weekend, my kids and I went to the fair with aunt and uncle and cousin. And they went in the funhouse with their uncle and they went on the spinning teacups, which he told me he didn't want to go on because he doesn't like to go on spinny rides, and then took my kids on the spinning teacups and spun them. That's my brother. And then my sister-in-law, my brother, and, well, basically aunt, uncle, cousin, the girls and I went on the merry-go-round. And we had a fantastic time on the merry-go-round. I think the girls wanted to go again, but we didn't buy enough tickets, and we just used up the last of our tickets. Reagan and Kinsley tried cotton candy for the first time. Reagan doesn't like cotton candy, which is hilarious. Kinsley was all about it. Because at first, they're, like, playing with it, and then my brother's like, no, put it in your mouth. And he shoves it in his mouth. And I had to laugh. Because Kinsley shoves it in her mouth and she goes, I want more, and then goes to shove her hand in the bag. And my mom caught it before she could get her hand on the cotton candy. And then Reagan licked it and then freaked out. She goes, it's spicy. Which killed me. Oh, and the other high from the fair is that my mom and I found the county archives. So all of the useless family crap that is not really useless family crap, but that nobody in the family wants, we're going to be able to submit to the archives.
Nice.
They're going to digitize it, and they're either going to keep it and preserve it or give it back to us.
Nice.
But there is a lot, because, like, where I live is, like, a little hamlet that doesn't exist anymore. That, I mean, now that we all have cars and stuff, we don't need a grocery store in the middle of nowhere. But back, like, 80 to 90 years ago, you did need a grocery store every so many kilometers, because we kind of do live in the middle of nowhere. So there's a whole bunch of, like, pictures and newspaper clippings and a whole bunch of things from, like, this area that the county archives doesn't have. So they really want. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
My mom, when we were selling an old dresser, she found a bunch of paintings. Like, legit, real paintings of, like, the queen when she was a little girl. And I'm like, Mom, she just died. You know how much these are probably worth right now? We moved them to a different dresser for now. But I'm glad we went through the dresser before we sold it, because
Probably. The other thing too is like, I think I'm like the sixth or seventh generation to live on this farm. So like, there's a lot of like crap, and I like use air quotations because it's not really crap, but like it really is. That just gets like left here generation after generation after generation. It's like, why are we keeping this?
Yeah, this is all my crap. And when I move out, this basement is going to be empty and stay that way. They're not allowed to put more stuff down.
Oh, I would like to say the other high to this is that Carla was so dedicated on getting that room organized for you guys to live in, and now it's like, let's just pack everything back up because we move in 54 days.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Plus, I feel like you can now start to like order the furniture you want and like.
We have to go and do a. We have to go and measure. So we get two more showings of the house, like viewings, I guess, before we actually take possession. And I'm just waiting to hear back from a flooring guy that will refinish our hardwood floors because I want to get him in there the day after we get the house. Gonna get him in, refinish all the floors, and then we're gonna move in. But I want to go. I want him to come with us on our next viewing so he can get all the information he needs and see what he's doing, and then we can measure for furniture and stuff because we're planning on getting a new couch for upstairs and a new king size bed. Just the bed, not everything else. We saved a ton of money on our house, like buying a new house. More like not we still spent money, but we ended up in a good spot that we can take that some of the extra money and buy the things we want for the house, which is nice.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. We appreciate all of the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for all the stuff that we just talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. See you on the 15th.